We are joined today by Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation. They are helping to keep music alive in schools. Many arts programs and music programs are underfunded. And then kids in underserved communities, they deserve the chance at an arts education, a music education. And also, March has been officially designated by the National Association for Music Education. It's called Music in Our Schools Month. So this ties in perfectly. So Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, which is located in Studio City, has sent the CEO and also president, Felice Mancini, daughter of famous composer Henry Mancini. Hi, Felice.
Hi there. It's good to be back with you.
Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Talking to us today about, you know, you've got a special instrument drive going on right now, for
We do, and it's so appropriate. You mentioned Music in Our Schools Month, and I'm so impressed that you knew that.
But, thank you.
very appropriate that we're doing an instrument drive with KUSC Public Radio.
Yes.
And in partnership, and it's all of Southern California, and people are bringing their instruments to drop sites that are on the website so people can go and see. But if somebody has an instrument that they know that they're not playing, that they used to love, but, you know, it's okay to give it up and give it some life again for a new kid to play that wouldn't be able to afford an instrument. So it's a really, really community-driven project, and all the instruments go to local schools. You know, we fix them up really nice, and so we're pretty good at this drive thing, and we're really appreciative to KUSC for doing it.
And it makes a big difference in a child's life. It has a profound impact to be able to be in a music class that potentially wouldn't be there. You grew up around the music industry. Your father, the Pink Panthers, one of those highly recognized songs of his, Henry Mancini. But you grew up around the music industry, and so you understand how it works. And what inspired you to connect with Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation?
Well, you know, before I connected with the foundation, I really connected with the nonprofit community and the community itself. You know, I was getting into volunteer work with some kind of sketchy neighborhoods here in LA, and I really saw how it impacted me, how it impacted the kids and everything, and it's a very gratifying thing to do. So this fell in my lap 19 years ago. I've been with the foundation that long, and I've really seen over that time the impact and the profound effect that just being able to be in a music class can have on a kid from just a safety standpoint. Mm-hmm. The neighborhoods we're working in, it's really a safe haven for the kids, and they have their own group, and just playing, I know how difficult it is to play an instrument. Mm-hmm. And I really admire these kids for learning and having the discipline and the confidence to go ahead. But one thing that makes a huge difference for a kid is to play on an instrument that's good. Mm-hmm. And we provide quality instruments to schools all over the country, and we've done quite a bit here in LA, and we will continue to. We're working with the districts. The work is just so gratifying. I can't imagine doing anything else.
You've dedicated a couple of decades to this now. What instrument do you play?
Well, I basically, you know, when I was growing up, I was a singer, as was my mother and my sister, and everybody sang, except my dad. His was the worst voice, but he had other gifts, right?
Right.
So I started playing piano very young. My parents had us all take lessons. And then later on, I after my dad passed away, I took his flutes and I started taking flute lessons on his flutes. So I now say I can play the flute, although I'm ashamed to say I haven't practiced in a while. But it's just such a beautiful instrument. And a lot of kids in school are playing flutes, and it's like a real workhorse instrument. And so it's a big instrument for us. A lot of requests come for flutes.
Nice. It fits into many songs. So, sometimes you don't even realize it's there, but it's there. That's very impressive. So you you mastered the flute and
you can master. Sing. I have not mastered anything. I'm still working on that.
You know, I bet you can play a lot better than many people. So
possibly.
And you've got a singing voice. You've got that voice.
I do. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, that's truly genetic. My mother has a beautiful singing voice, and so does my sister. And so we often sing together, and it's quite a blend. We're backgrounds. You know, we sing in groups. So that blend, that sound that you look for, which is very similar to what you look for in an orchestra, you know, with kids playing. Yes. One kid's out of tune, and you can tell. So it's very challenging but really gratifying to be able to play in a group of people and produce this sound. It's magical.
So you're life is kind of surrounded by music. You know, you participate in it. You're working to help kids get music in classes through the instruments. And it means so much to actually have your own instrument. I've read testimonials from some of the kids from Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation and talking about how they actually could now take this instrument home and have this instrument to use.
And not only that, have a good instrument to use. I mean, you know, we go into classrooms where the kids are waiting at a sink to wash mouthpieces because they're sharing trumpets or clarinets or something. And not only does it, you know, take away from their learning time, it's not an ideal way to learn anything. And so to give a kid a new instrument that sounds the way it's supposed to, oh my God, you should see the look on these kids' faces. Like, I'm playing this now? This sounds so much better.
Yeah.
So it's important not just to give the kid access to music in school, but to give them quality tools and things that will really make them excel and garner confidence. And it's the way it should be. And it's not just music that I'm interested in. It's really the educational part of this, the youth development that occurs when you give a child these enhancing opportunities in school. And there's no reason that kids in low-income schools should not have these things. And really, it's more important than ever, you know, to pay attention. And I love that I'm able, or we're able, to give the community and people who care about music in schools an avenue to help.
Yeah.
So that's nice. I love our donors and I love our supporters. And it's it's like a big music community, and they give for all sorts of reasons, but they know it's important.
Right. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the support and continued support to people in the community, including Eddie Van Halen. You know, the Van Halen family, they have donated. Many families have. And you actually list them. But I wanted to mention that Eddie Van Halen donated instruments a couple of years ago.
He did. Uh-huh. He found us. We didn't. It was a surprise to us. They called us and checked us out, his management, and realized that we were an okay group. And so gave us 75 Eddie Van Halen guitars from his collection. And we've distributed them to schools. And Eddie has visited a couple schools. And he's so sincere. Mm-hmm. And he realizes that music pretty much saved his life. And he can't imagine a world without it. And I think this connection to kids in school now, it's delightful for him. And he's really really pleased that he found a way to give back himself. So we have a nice relationship with him, and he and his wife and brother are very supportive. And so it's nice to have somebody that's that iconic and treasured in modern music kind of being a spokesperson for this cause.
It inspires other people, right?
Hopefully.
To see him do that, yes.
Everybody wants to give back. I mean, I really think so. You know, people especially who are fortunate, like me and Eddie and many people in this community, we feel fortunate. And in the world today, you have to be grateful. And we are, and we give back.
You do. You guys are doing an incredible job. And,
thank you.
Know, being so dedicated for so many years, you know, thank you to you for sharing your life to help schools, to help the kids. And if you recognize Mr. Holland's Opus, it's the name of a movie. It was a movie in 1995. Mr.
Correct.
Holland's Opus, starring Richard Dreyfuss, which is the inspiration behind the name. And he was also an instructor, a teacher who realized how important it was for kids to learn music and found a creative way to do it. Maybe you've seen the movie, but that's kind of the inspiration behind the name, right?
Yeah. And if you haven't seen the movie, you really should. It's really inspiring. And even though it's a fictional character and a fictional story, it really is based on so many true lives that are, and teachers that struggle and really change their kids' lives over generations and generations. So it's a very heartfelt, emotional film, and you cannot watch it to the end without crying, I guarantee you.
Yeah, so we won't give away much of the plot, but
that's
the basic storyline, and it develops from there. And with kids, when they do learn music, when they do get into the art classes and the music classes, it shows up in other areas of their life, like you were talking about before, how it has an effect on them, their development.
It really builds social skills and listening and discipline, all those good things that you need when you grow up.
Mm-hmm. And it's common ground, common love.
Yeah,
it brings people together.
It really does. It really does.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to donate instruments, how can people do that?
Well, people can go to KUSC.org, and on their website, they list the drive and all the drop sites throughout Southern California where you could take an instrument, hopefully a convenient location. Or, you know, you can call us at MHOPUS.org. Our information's on there, too. So anyway, you can do it. You know, we're all online, and we're all available, and if you're here in Studio City or in the Valley, you can come by our office and drop it off. We'd love to meet you.
And your instrument, your donation will end up local, in a local school in
Southern
California.
It will. It will. Unfortunately, we're not, there's some instruments that, you know, like pianos and accordions and organs and things like that, that we're unable to take. But all the decent quality instruments that are out there that kids use, you know, the flutes, the clarinets, the trumpets, the saxophones, the percussion, all those things are really, really needed by schools.
And guitars, too.
And guitars, too. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's not a community around that doesn't have this issue to deal with. And, you know, I'm just grateful that we can help as many as we can. Not all, of course, but we're working on it.
You work with many schools, too, in the Los Angeles area. So this is a lot of schools receiving support. And so you need the help. You need the support from the community. So it's Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation. Go ahead.
.org.
Yeah. Or Google. You know, you
can Google us, Mr. Holland's Opus, and then watch the movie while you're at it and get really inspired.
Yes. And also you can Google Felice and see her famous family, talented family.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Your dad, he's part of the American Songbook. Right?
I know. I know. And it really makes me happy that I am able to do this work, because he was certainly into music education. And and as a kid, if he hadn't been handed an instrument and gotten that kind of grooming and support in school, I wouldn't be here. It's important. You never know.
We have your dad to thank and generations to thank, and
yes, you
and
do.
You.
It's my legacy. I'm happy to do it.
It's a great legacy.
Thank you.
What else would you like us to know, Felice, about the foundation or about the instrument drive? Anything else you
want
us to know?
Well, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years now. And as I said, we've learned so much over those 20 years about needs in different schools and districts. And they're all different, and they all have their own culture and issues. And we love working with them. And we just feel that these kids in this world need all the tools they can possibly have during their education. And we feel we're really providing a service that's needed. And we need help from you and the audience and the community. It's all about community. You start at the community. It's a small thing you do. You know, you start small and work up. So that's what we're doing, one school at a time, one district at a time. And we do need the help out there. And it's a great way for people to give back.
Thank you for joining us from Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, Felice Mancini.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate
it. It's a pleasure.
You.
Donate those instruments.